Earning that All-Star nod, especially considering the start that he had in the season. What do you think he showed to be able to get that nod?
You know, it was a heartwarming feeling for everybody here. You know, he does, if you watch him play and how he plays, he does everything right. You know, from his work ethic to, you know, his accountability to, you know, doing anything you ask him to do, playing different positions. And I think kind of hidden in some of the overall numbers are the numbers when you really need him. And if you look at those runners in scoring position, all those big spots, that's where he excels. So, you know, his numbers are going to get better and better over the course of the season. But this isn't going to be his last All-Star game. I know it's his second already. Won't be his last.
He said you called him. Do you mess with him on a call like that? Do you?
He thought I was. I told him, I am not. You really think I would mess with you at something like this? So he was quiet for a little while. And then once he realized I was serious, then I could kind of sense a smile on his face. So
last year, he really made an impression, not just with the players, but the coaches, like, you know, Dave Roberts, Bud Black. What do you think he does that kind of coaches kind of gravitate to him in that short amount of time?
Well, yeah, like I said, he does everything right. You know, his work ethic is off the charts. He's out early. He always works on things. He's always trying to get better. You know, a lot of times for position players that play every day, it's about, you know, being ready for game time, but he's always trying to get ready in his work. There's a meaning for everything he does, his batting practice, how he goes about that. And it resonates with the rest of the guys. When you have a guy like doing that plays the way he does, it's easy to get, especially the younger guys, to follow suit.
Your eighth inning setup guy, going forward, I know you use Martinez, you use Chris Matt. Some of that's probably out of necessity, but is that spot kind of open, and who might be candidates for it going forward?
No, we still, Garcia's our main guy in the eighth inning. I wasn't going to pitch him last night. Martinez has been able to do that hybrid role, whether it's three innings, and last night the spot that came up that we needed was the eighth inning. You know, his numbers against lefties are pretty good. They had a lot of left-handed bats coming up, so I was really comfortable using him there, and he's been kind of like a band-aid in whatever role we need, you know, whether it's spot starting, whether it's starting regularly, whether it's pitching multiple innings, and then last night, you know, shows up for the eighth inning. So he's been a bit of a savior for us.
Minaya, obviously he's pitched on 4 days rest for much of his career, but is there anything you watch in particular? He hasn't done that in a while since May 1st. That would be different about this year.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. Our bullpen's much better today. If the pitch count might be lower today because it is on 4 days rest, we'll monitor that early in the game. But, you know, coming down the stretch a little bit later in the season, you're probably going to use your best guys. But I think we've given all these guys enough rest to where at some point in time, you know, whether it's he or Kleb the next couple days, it's going to show up.
If down the stretch you do kind of go to five-man, 4 days more often, what are some of the, like, I guess, challenges of that with the, like, if guys can't go as deep into games as you've kind of been letting them?
Yeah, but then we have some other guys that might be able to match up behind them. So as you saw earlier in the year, whether it's Martinez, whether Gore, you know, he came in Philadelphia and pitched three innings. It fortifies our bullpen too. So, you know, maybe a little less for the starters and a little bit more for the bullpen, but it means we have more bullpen pieces to be able to. Now I'm getting ahead of myself because we're not there yet, but you're always looking down the road at the potential of what it looks like, you know, whether it's in August and September.
Do you anticipate that starters who have done every fifth day their whole careers would just, if go into that, like it would be easy for them to just fall back into that rhythm?
I'm not sure yet because I wasn't sure how six-man rotation was going to work, but they've embraced it. I think they'll probably embrace anything that they feel like has, you know, gives the team best chance to win.
All right.